This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace. We all were in an extraordinary place. Exactly right for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
We are blessed to live where we live, and we fight for a country we love, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to talk about this hour on What's On Your Mind. Mike Lindell is going to recap the Moment of Truth Summit from last weekend, why every media outlet is not paying attention to what happened over the weekend. I have no idea. I only hope and pray in due time that some of the legal action to come will get their attention. But we're going to recap all of that with Michael Lindell in just a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Today you buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. What's not to love there? NDSU Apparel, buy one, get one free right now. That's a great deal. And home cooking and grab-and-go convenience like potato sausage hot dish. Oh, man. If I were you, I'd head right now for Harwood. I-29 exit to have some potato sausage hot dish. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Salisbury Steak at 12th and I-29. Mac and beef with tomato sauce, NP Avenue today. Downtown Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Scallop potatoes in Euland. Chicken fettuccine on 45th Street. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Your choice of chicken tenders or Swedish meatballs. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Without any further ado, Mike Lindell joins us on the program to recap the Moment of Truth Summit this past weekend in Springfield, Missouri. Mike, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Doing pretty good. I'm fighting the aftermath of this. I found out over the weekend that Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo being the worst, they all suppressed the search engines. So people that put in the Moment of Truth or my name or whatever, right now you can put my name in a DuckDuckGo and all these come up from YouTube just attacking me. So I expected to have a bill of upwards of $100,000 from the weekend for all the AdWords I bought so that people would know where to find it. They Googled my name, and it was less than $100 because they shut everything down. They've shut everything down. All the media, they won't call me. I've called up all, even the bad media. Yahoo did an article put up there that's just it's kind of like a placeholder, and it's just disgusting. You said it right, Scott. We need to just pray that these lawsuits and everything else that are going great finally will get their attention. And I'm including, you know, your Foxes, your Newsmax, your Salem Media. I mean, it's disgusting.
Why? What is the motivation to not report on it? I mean, they can report on it with basic tenet of journalism to say, here's what happened, here's what's alleged, here's what, you know, why no coverage? I don't understand this.
Well, there's a couple reasons. One is, remember, this is a uniparty thing, a globalist, the world, this is a takeover of our country. And the machines, it's all, if you look back, everything has been about, anybody that mentions machines, it got suppressed. It's been at the Moment of Truth Summit. The last four segments, I think, said it all. When the first one was what's inside the machines, we have the Mesa County, the Tina Peters one, but we also have four other ones. So now we know what's inside the machine. We know the algorithms. We know what happened. It's 100% evidence. That's one. Then we had the Castbolt records. We told people, go get the Castbolt records. That shows 100% in any election machine manipulation. Then we showed a Democrat. I brought him on stage, Clint Curtis, and He wrote the first algorithms back in 2000 to steal the election. He felt bad about it when they started stealing elections in the early 2000s. So he went public on it. And even the Netherlands, who then had machines, got machines, they came to him after he went public and said, how do we protect ourselves now? He said, throw the machines in the ocean. I said on stage, I said, well, better yet, melt them down and use them for bars. But the Netherlands went machine free after he said that in 5.5 months. And then the last one, of course, was everybody's probably heard, maybe you haven't heard, the 32 terabytes I had since last year with Dennis Montgomery, 100%. It's all true. We put it up there. We even put the video up of Sean Hannity and Fox News in 2017 showing all this on the news, that he had 30 miles of data going all the way to the 30 miles up if it was stacked in a piece of paper. And then that this is a collection, hammer and scorecard. We put that out there. He's got everything collected from the 2020 election. That's what they're afraid of, Scott. It's the same thing we had, only now we turned it in, brought it to Nevada before a judge to get the gag order lifted once and for all and get rid of this lawfare and show this country we got to get rid of these machines.
And this is what is new. This is what is different. A lot of people say, please tell me something's going to come of all of Mike's work. We hear that a lot from people. This, as I understand it, Mike, from the weekend, puts it all on the legal record as a court action validating the existence of this software developed and used by our government, something we've talked about for a long time, going back to Absolute Proof. You had General Thomas McInerney on this program talk about a government, the U.S. government, created piece of software called Hammer and Scorecard that was designed to, you know, alter elections in other countries. And that was turned on, you know, the U.S. by Clapper and Brenner, who are two
Brenner,
two you know, Obama high level intelligence guys. So that story's been out there for a long time, but this is going to put it in front of a judge, in front of a court, right?
Right, and we're going to be putting it up today on Frank Speech for the whole world to see. Not only the proof that Dennis Montgomery, everything he said and everything he's done is 100% true. All the evidence we're throwing up, at least to show that the terabytes exist, they're in sequence, they're from the 2020 election, and then we're going to put up the gag orders, the thing we put in Nevada now to lift this. By the way, I own this now, Scott, so it's a little bit different than last year. I own it. So now the government, they've been using Dennis's patents for and not paying him. They have not paid him. And I mean, this is just a side note. It's not just Dennis now. He has part of it. I do. So if they do anything funny, we have it's called a dead man switch, where the information just goes everywhere. So we brought it before the judge, and the judge should lift it. This is my evidence to get rid of all the lawfare, $1 billion worth of lawsuits by these frivolous lawsuits out there. But there's more. There's that, and then we have the things that came out of this summit. All 50 states were on there. They told what happened in their states, where their blockers are. You guys, we have a huge call to action. Everybody needs to go get their cast vote records. Right on Frank's Speech, it's the first box now. Instructions how to go up to your county clerk and get them. Scott, on September 3rd, it goes away. They're going to start deleting our country. Most of them have already been deleted, you guys, by the crooked machine companies. But we have to preserve what we can of these cast vote records. And so everybody that can get the request, a lot of these states, Scott, we're blocking them like Texas. But the great Ken Paxton last week came out with the ruling and said no. The people are entitled to this under the with FOIA request. This is our right to this. They've hid the machines. They've hid everything from us, and we're tired of it.
What would tell us about the cast vote record? What it will show? What will we learn?
Right. Here's what a cast vote record is. And by the way, you're going to turn these all into my website. Cast vote records at frankspeech.com. What a cast vote record is, Scott, it's the order They're in sequence, the order that the votes come in. So especially with mail-in, that should all come in random or whatever. And as they're put in the system, okay, and as they're put in the system, how they came in is sequence. So let's say it like a, let's say there's a Kerry Lake and all of a sudden it flatlines for 4 hours or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? There should be no patterns. There should be no all of a sudden way up and way down. You would not have any patterns. We've shown what a normal election looks like in these patterns. These patterns are 100% evidence of machine programming and manipulation. They're caught. And then also we know we can actually watch it happen in real time with a thing called this Griffin company out of New Jersey. Every single vote record in the country goes through this monopoly. So there's a, but we use these cast vote records in two things. The preliminary injunctions that we're doing across the country, which I have great news on those. And then also from the ground level, from the county level, you go to your sheriff.
Hold that thought, Mike. Hang on tight. We'll come back after the break with more.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache.com.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Mike Lindell joining us. Recap of the Moment of Truth Summit that happened this past weekend. All of which you can watch if you haven't yet. And it's literally was like 36 hours over 48 hours of time. It was jam-packed with all kinds of incredible information. It's all up right now at frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. You can watch that. Brought to you today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. They have splash pools. in stock right now. There's a lot of summer left. We'll have a beautiful fall. Why not treat your family to one of those splash pools right now, or a Finley Osana, or a hot spring spa. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, every day made better. Below the water, above the water, and beyond the water. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, you just tell them Scott sent you. Back with Michael Lindell to recap the moment of Truth Summit. Anything else you want to say on the CVRs and the Castboat records?
The Castboat records, you guys, everybody, this is something I need everybody to do. Go to your county clerk, go to franksbeach.com first, click on the Castboat records. It's called Save My County. It's the first square. And you click on that. I know it looks complicated. Just read through it. It's worth it. If you don't understand it all, go up to your county clerk and say, I request my Castboat records, and get them to us at castboatrecords@franksbeach.com. These are used for two things, Scott. One is we're starting from the county up, where we bring it to our county and bring it to your sheriff and say, look what we have, digital canvassing. We say, look what happened here in our county. We don't want those machines. A lot of the county clerks have the right to just say we're not going to use them in these elections. And the other thing is we need the Castboat records for the preliminary injunction. That there's a lot of great news, everybody. Everybody knows that grave judge in Arizona had stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to look at this. And by the way, it was an Obama-appointed judge. And he said, I'm going to look at the evidence and for these to get rid of these machines. That's a preliminary injunction with relief to get rid of the machines. Case put by Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham. And that one's still waiting now. We're waiting to hear the ruling on that. But in the meantime, we put another one up in Alabama. Within 1 week, that judge came back and said, I'm going to look at it, too. Instead of kicking the can on standing, everybody, this is great news. We have Utah. So out there, you can get your own lawyer. All you need for your state to do it, any citizen can do it. Just get a lawyer that's on board and get someone to pay that lawyer. We already have the heavy lifting done with our template. They plug it in. We add in the evidence for your particular state, and now that preliminary injunction goes before a judge with the relief to get rid of the machines in your state. Utah's doing it. We have Florida.
I want to give you an example, folks, of what we learned from these Castboat records. Kevin, who's the Minnesota guy? Ran for Secretary of State, as I recall.
Eric Van Mecklen, yeah. Yep, and he was on.
And roll a little bit of what he had to say.
All right, let's see here. And by the way, Mike, really good job on frankspeech.com of breaking down every state that's available. But here he is coming on stage here. And we will get this.
Throw that down here to me. We'll just slide that down here. Good. How you doing, Eric?
Stinchfield.
Very well. How are you, Brent? I'm great. Thank you. Much better now. Let's see. Let's get right to it. Let's see. All right, explain this. And if you want to look behind you, if it's easier to read.
The biggest thing here from 2020 is we saw there were 734,000 missing absentee records 5 days after the Minnesota State Canvassing Board met and certified the election. So that was a reconciliation problem. Huge, big deal.
Okay, just right there, Mike. In Minnesota alone, 734,000 missing absentee ballot reconciliations.
Hey, come on.
Yeah. It's every state, everybody. And realize, you know, and I believe every state or almost every state who registered to vote in the 2020 election, who voted, and then what happened afterwards. Every state is, you know, Donald Trump won Minnesota by 65,000 votes. You want to talk about that? My cyber guys now, this, you know, all the Dennis Montgomery information I had, Scott, from my, you know, I've had now for over a year and a half, those numbers I put out at the cyber symposium, they're all wrong. They're low. They're low. All of them are low. With the cyber guys now that have found other things that have happened, including 2,000 meals, but they told me when I met with them in June, all my team, there was 50 of them there, and they said, Mike, we have more information with these Castboat records and other things where we believe Donald Trump won the state of New York. Now, that's huge. I mean, you think of that. Think of all the other states he won. It could have been we won't even, you know, maybe we'll never know, but it could have been like a Ronald Reagan of every state, but, you know, just a few. you know.
We only have a couple of minutes left. I want you to explain the story behind Dennis Montgomery, who
I call a whistleblower, I guess, right? Yeah, Dennis Montgomery developed the biggest observation spy thing in the history of the world, where you can look at, it looks at information, it extracts information. They were going to use it for other countries. Our government was, he developed it for our government. And what it does, it just, it goes in, it spies, it can manipulate elections and do all this stuff. Well, when he found out they were using it for bad, they had turned it on our country, he became a whistleblower and said, hey, we can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And he was attacked. They took 47 hard drives that we actually shown on Fox News back in 2017. Sean Hannity said, this is the biggest news ever, ever. He used the word huge. Well, Dennis Montgomery then, all of a sudden, and he had had a stroke. He's one, by the way, he's the smartest man I've ever met in my life. And he developed all kinds of stuff, not just that, but when I got evidence from on January 9th from Mary Fanning and Brandon House, and this was from a Dennis Montgomery, and I talked to Dennis over the phone, and it was jaw dropping. I'm going, wow, I've brought the evidence that frees up our country, because he had a switch put on these hammers, or this hammer, so that if they ever used it on the U.S. again, he'd be able to tell. Well, sure enough, on election, they were using it, and he was able to monitor that. That's why we have basically a film of the whole 32 terabytes of the election. And but he's under a gag order. The government came in and gave him, okay, immunity, you can talk, but, you know, tell everything and testify. But they put a government order on it where he can't put this out to the public.
And you're taking this to court. You're taking this to court in Nevada.
Yeah, take it to court. Well, I own most of the technology now, and because I had to get that. So now I'm taking it to the court and saying I want this lifted so the public can see what happened, see everything, and get rid of these lawsuits. That is my defense. That's my defense. You know, Scott, I've never let up on this. I mean, it's all real. By the way, I had this validated by another cyber guy a month and a half ago, Jeff O'Donnell, which was on that stage. He said, you know what? Told his wife, I got to be the one to tell Mike it's probably not real. He used the word, it's like finding a unicorn or the abominable snowman.
And by the way, that's all up right now at frankspeech.com. So you can see this whole thing. This is a massive enterprise, and it's worth the time. Frankspeech.com. Keep battling, Mike. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Scott. Bye.
God bless. 10:28, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hanna Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor, for helping falsify an affidavit or the search of her apartment that ended in her death. Brianna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Brianna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Brianna has taken us all to a place that we can't even imagine.
That's good.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every corner of North Dakota is touched by the oil and gas industry of North Dakota. That's right. Every corner of North Dakota. Roads, bridges, schools, water projects, you name it. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. The annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is actually coming up. Watford City, North Dakota. In mid-September, so get that on your calendar. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about something Art Laffer said recently about antitrust laws making inflation worse. I love Art Laffer. Art Laffer is a Reagan-era economist, prominent economist, and he said some things recently about the push for big tech antitrust legislation that is raising a few eyebrows. We're going to talk about that in a moment here. We also, before the end of the program, we're going to talk to our friend DJ Coulter from American Family Insurance, so stay tuned for all that. Mark in Bismarck been waiting to weigh in on the student loan question, good, bad, and who pays. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I hope that Mike Lindell's efforts pay off, but it is a terrible idea. Businesses that require diplomas, they should offer incentives. I mean, we always hear about how the getting employees and stuff to work has been so hard, and there's all these openings. Well, maybe the businesses need to step up and have incentives to hire the good people by doing that. The other thing, the cost of college, when Nick Saban just got extended to coach college football, he gets paid $11.7 million a year. That's ridiculous. This country puts way too much effort, emphasis on sports and all that crap. But when you're paying the top 10 coaches in college ranks, anywhere from $7 to $11.7 million a year to coach football. Maybe they need to rethink what they're paying some of those people and lower the cost of education.
Interesting points. I appreciate the insight, Mark. Thank you. Fred and Bismarck, your take?
Yeah, good morning. Great show. Good morning. I think it's naive to believe that this student loan thing isn't designed to garner votes. That's absolutely what it's designed for. It's no coincidence this is happening just a few days before the midterms. Timing is everything. I have friends, I know people in their late 40s who haven't paid off their student loans because it's a low-interest loan. They still have that loan out there. They're driving new cars. They're living in nice homes, and they haven't paid off their student loan. And so maybe they're lifelong liberals and they're getting a little wobbly because of the policies of the Biden administration, and here he comes with this gift. And this might just be what keeps them in the camp. I don't think there's any coincidence here. It's a bad idea. We're all going to pay for this, and people that paid off their loans when they went or paid off their colleges they went through or paid off their loans already or people that are in the trades, they're going to pay off these debts for people that are already doing well, wealthy. Now, for those people that went to college and got a degree and Ethiopian women's studies or something like that. That I have no sympathy for them. They got a worthless degree, and they're working at Starbucks. But the timing on this is absolutely perfect. It's to gain votes, and that's what I firmly believe.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you anymore. That's their theory. My question is, will that work?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, it'll work. Absolutely.
In your view, Brad, they're going to get votes that they wouldn't have otherwise received by doing this.
I absolutely believe that, because I believe that there are people that are fed up with what's going on in the Biden administration. They see all the stuff that's going on, and now they get a gift like this. And I believe a lot of them will be so thankful that they'll vote for the Democrats. I absolutely believe it's a vote giver.
I think it's a vote loser in the end. I don't disagree with you that their intent is to get more votes, and they think the younger vote will get it. That's why AOC's been pushing this. Chuck Schumer's been pushing this. They want more than 10,000. They want 50,000. My question is, how many people does it tick off?
They're not stupid people. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. Don't underestimate them, Scott.
All right. I won't, Fred. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Some great insights on this today. Really enjoyed the conversation. Wasn't it fun, guys? I just enjoyed it thoroughly. I want to talk a little bit about something Art Laffer said recently. A well-known economist, former member of President Ronald Reagan's Economic Policy Advisory Board, he put out a paper on antitrust laws. First one he's done like this in like 25 years. And basically it's a stern rebuke of the anti-free market policies that Congress is undertaking right now. Some from Republicans, some from Democrats, some from a bipartisan standpoint. It says, this first study offers a sober, clear-headed assessment of the potential economic impacts of recent antitrust proposals and offers persuasive evidence that digital products and services steadily lower prices, which is the opposite of monopolistic behavior. So he's making the case that some of the things they're saying about big tech just aren't true, and that antitrust laws will make inflation worse. To talk a little bit about this today is someone that has written about this, and her name is Hannah Cox. Hannah is the content manager, brand ambassador for the Foundation for Economic Education. All right, take us to school today, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
So the Foundation for Economic Education says what about what Art Laffer has to say?
Well, we would agree wholeheartedly, and I think that this has been quite predictable for some time. For people who aren't very familiar with antitrust, I'll give them a pass. It's kind of a wonky subject within politics, and really it's not something that has been at the forefront of our political discussions for some time, and that's for a very good reason. That's because, you know, we used to use it quite heavily all the way through the 1970s. That was kind of known as the golden age of antitrust. And at that point, a lot of scholars started recognizing that this was economically harmful. It was not something that really backed up the free market capitalist worldview, and that there were better ways of approaching issues of competition. And so they developed something known as the consumer welfare standard. And this was developed by a conservative legal thinker, Robert Bork, in the 1980s. And it basically said that you should evaluate matters of antitrust based on three basic principles. And that would be, is the company actually a monopoly, which is hardly ever the case? Secondarily, if it is a monopoly, has it used that monopoly power? And thirdly, if it has used that monopoly power and it is a monopoly, has it done so in a way that hurts consumers? And if the answer to those things is no, then there's really no role for the government to intervene, right? You know, we very, very rarely see monopolies. If and when you do see them, they're typically created by the government, giving them special favors and regulations. And in the market, we still see that, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Companies have to evolve. They have to provide products that consumers want to use. And if they don't do that, they'll quickly be eaten up or sold or find that they have bigger competitors or other options. And so most of these things work themselves out in due time without the ramifications of the government getting involved in the market. And so because of that, we've really moved away from using antitrust for many decades, and our economy has flourished because of that. You can compare how the U.S. has done economically and GDP-wise and just growth and innovation-wise to Europe, who has a very different way of approaching these matters, and see the proof in the pudding right there. So we're against antitrust in general. I don't think that it is something that is used genuinely. And in fact, most of the time when the government says that they want to go after these companies for being monopolies. Not only are they not monopolies, but we don't even see the government pursuing strategies to actually break them up. Instead, what we typically see them doing is using that kind of power to come in and put in regulations and force companies to act as they want them to, which is just a very big government, very anti-capitalist approach. So we are against it in general, but I think especially in this time period right now, if you look at what Amy Klobuchar is trying to do, she's really leading the crew on this, but she's got a lot of Republicans that are backing her and joining on these bills as well. She's really wanting to come in and take more control of the market and basically be able to shape the tech sector to her vision. And I think that Art Laffer is 100% correct, as he usually is in his economic analysis, that this would not only hurt inflation, it actually would take away products from consumers that we really like Amazon Prime, for example. It would diminish their ability to provide current services that nobody's complaining about, right? Amazon's big. But so what? They're big because people like using Amazon as a whole. They're pretty happy with the services we get. So I think this is something where a lot of people on the right are being very misled by disingenuous people who have alternative motives and who are not actually interested in moving us toward a more limited government kind of space.
Dana and Judd has a question for our guests talking antitrust legislation. I want to get more into the Amy Klobuchar thing in a moment, but Dana, I'll defer to you. Your question for our guests. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have an example for you, and I just want your opinion. If you have two pure monopolies, and they take a substance of no like form, and then split one of those monopolies off and list it twice on the Dow Jones Stock Exchange, and don't have a facility to back it, isn't that a direct violation of the Sherman antitrust laws and securities fraud? Because no matter where they build this, whatever they're going to do, it's still just an extension of one of those monopolies.
Well, I don't know that it would be a violation of the actual law. Obviously, we've seen companies have the legality to do that. I think you could ask if that is something that is good or bad for the economy. I personally am not a fan of the Sherman law of antitrust. I think that's where you really see this entire scheme get kicked into high gear. And even if you go back and look at how that law was implemented and put into place, we have plenty of proof of the lawmakers discussing the law at the time that this was actually something that was meant to limit trade and was meant to limit actors in the field. And that's why I say that antitrust has always been done very disingenuously. It's not really ever been about ending monopolies. It's more so been about giving people the ability to control the free market and government, which is in direct opposition to a free market capitalist view. Now, I understand that a lot of people in this country do not love capitalism, do not want to see us have a free market capitalist kind of operation, but I don't think that's where the majority of people on the right would claim to be, and that's why I say I think they're being misled here. Again, it's really rare that you could point to even a situation where you only have two actors in a given sector, much less one, and have a true monopoly. Even if you look at the tech sector from 10 years ago, which is where much of this discussion is focusing, the companies that were at the top, you know, the top 10 companies even 10 years ago, are no longer the top companies. Right now, the top companies that exist, say Facebook, we see them dwindling. We see them losing market value. Their stock prices are going down. They're really struggling to keep up with new competitors who are entering the market like TikTok. And so I think as a whole that there can be times where we think a company might be acting in a way that we don't like. But there are better solutions to that than the government getting involved. And I think the solution is to actually remove regulations, make it easier for new companies to enter the market, make it easier for us to get more competition and choice. And we'll see consumers go towards the options that actually best meet their needs. And in doing so, companies have to adapt, have to recognize what consumers want and move in that direction if they want to keep their prominence.
Hannah Cox, content manager and brand ambassador for the Foundation of Economic Education. We're out of time today, but I appreciate your insight and analysis. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks so much.
All right, friends, brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Systems, the folks that understand the success of your farm dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. Rock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. Customizing operations for farmers, that's their mission. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com for more details. Gatewaybuilding.com, some great discounts now on Brock solid bins.
Beverly, wake up, stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When it comes to your next tech project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. 0% 36-month financing on most new Buicks and GMCs. Lifetime powertrain warranties on a whole slew of the pre-owned vehicles as well. Manager's Choice pre-owned 2020 Subaru Forester that was $43,625 is $35,995. Also just arrived 2019 GMC Yukon XL Denali that was $65,175, now $57,999. Both and many more come with Schwann's Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. More at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we just received word that President Biden's remarks on student loan debt plan will happen at 1:15 this afternoon. Okay? That's the plan. 1:15 this afternoon. We'll know more about it. We can talk some more about it tomorrow, but certainly appreciate all the comments that came in today on that as well. Back for our final segment. Where did today's show go, guys? Holy buckets. Yeah, just about a
blank. Lots covered.
About a blank. Lots Man. Covered. Exactly right. From the Patriot, from the Freedom Matters USA studios, I want to call all patriots from all over our great state and give you a challenge. Candace Owens is coming to North Dakota. Let's give her a good patriotic welcome, should we? Help spread the word for this must-see event. Thursday, September 15th. Let's plan on taking a drive to the Bismarck Event Center with a group of friends and family, and it'll be a night that'll fill your bucket. Thursday, 15th of September, worth the drive. All the details are at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. We come to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Final segment today, we're going to talk about inflation-proofing your insurance. You don't want an oh-no moment when it comes to a loss and then realize, hey, I'm woefully short of what it takes, but good old inflation has caused all of us to have to take another look. DJ Coulter from American Family Insurance Agencies all throughout the great state of North Dakota is here on this question of inflation-proofing your insurance. We're in a very challenging time right now with inflation, aren't we, DJ?
Yes. There's two initials in the insurance world all of us are talking about, W and I. You know what they stand for?
I don't.
The first one with I, inflation. The other one, weather.
Weather, okay.
Weather's really, we're seeing a lot of changes. If you just look at wind patterns in the last year, we in our area around here, our wind is way higher than it has been, and it's caused a lot of damage, especially around here in May, June, Scott. We had a lot of storms in our region.
And when weather hits,
then you
have time for a claim. And when you find out, hey, wait a minute, I didn't have this, you know, the caps are what are a concern, right? I mean, it's just time to, for everybody to take a look at what they have.
It's what's keeping me up at night. My biggest fear for our clients, our insureds, is that we just don't have enough coverage on whatever we have insured for them, especially on the property side. It's all over. It's homes, it's rural areas, it's the farms, it's the outbuildings, it's, you know, our commercial buildings. I mean, everywhere you look around, you have a fire or a storm, or you look at all the buildings that had trees on them, you know, and especially in June there with all those windstorms. And do you have enough coverage?
I know you insure a lot of farms and ranches. What kind of conversations are you, I mean, these people reaching out saying, hey, do I have enough? Or that's what you want them to do?
Well, yeah. And the biggest fear is that, you know, of course, everyone wants to be insurance savvy. I hear the word a lot, the term a lot. I don't want to be insurance poor. And I said, I agree with you. So what do you want to self-insure? And what do you want us to insure? And that's where you got to stop, especially in the farm world and all those outbuildings they have. Because those Foltz buildings aren't as cheap to put up. Those old wooden buildings, I mean, the cost of goods and labor. Everyone says, Scott, that, oh, you know, wood prices have gone down. They're still way more than they were before the pandemic. They've gone back down some, but not to where they were before.
Tell me a little bit about the auto side.
Well, that's the part that I think people are really in the dark on. And if you go around any of the dealers, I mean, look at me. I was T-boned 2 months ago out in Bismarck, going to Indy Country Fest to give a guitar away for our AmFam event, and I still don't have my pickup. We're coming up on, it's going to be 2 months here, and it's just a few parts, my Ford pickup. They can't get the parts in. They can't get, then you got into being a rental for a long time. People aren't keeping track of that, but I just saw a report on everything, whether it's a rear bumper, front bumper, everything, top to bottom, front to back, costs more. Just the parts do, and they can't get them in a timely manner now. Plus, labor has not gotten down. People can't find workers. So what are they going to have to do? Pay more. Then they have to charge more. That's the big deal for insurance companies. We're just trying to figure out what we should be paying out. We're having a constantly, that used to be years where we'd analyze that. Now it's months.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a ripple effect you really don't think about. You know, you hear about inflation, you know that you go to the store, this costs you more, that costs you more, you know about supply chains, but when it comes to your insurance, you just think, well, it's same, but it can't be the same.
And Scott, I mean, insurance is a public, you can call an insurance commissioner and look at all the amount of companies that have had to publicly file rate every 6 months on auto. It used to be you took a rate increase, decrease yearly on your auto. Now it's 6 months companies are have to keep up with all this.
Wow. What do you encourage folks to do about this?
Well, I think in the past, people could just kind of ride it out. They didn't need to worry about what things were insured for. And I'll just, you know, I think my home insurance has some type of inflation protection. Well, 4%, you know, if it goes up 4% every year, that was probably enough.
Yeah.
Those days are done, especially in the last 3 years. So if you have not looked at what your home's insured for the last 3 years, Please do that. Come to professionals like us, anyone out there that will analyze it, get you an up-to-date replacement cost of what is a building. And then on your vehicle is just making sure you have all the coverages, your rental reimbursement, and you have enough coverage and for long enough.
235-6641 is that telephone number for DJ and his team. They do a great job. And sure, Maria and I, we absolutely love them. 235-6641, djcoulter.com, and agencies across the great state of North Dakota winning awards from American Family, left and right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate you.
That's a wrap, friends, for What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.